Shalom and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Chukat. Excuse me. In this week's Parsha, of course, we begin learning about the halachot of the Para Aduma, the quintessential chok. After the halachot are described at length and in detail, we learn about the Isser of going into the Mikdash when we are Tamei. We hear about the death of Miriam, and with the death of Miriam, the need for water, which leads us, of course, to the incident at Mei Merivah and the Onesh, the punishment, the consequences that occur to Moshe and Aharon. That part of the parsha is followed by the request of Bnei Yisrael to pass through Edom, even though Moshe is told that he himself is not going to enter Eretz Yisrael. He, as the outstanding leader and role model that he is, he doesn't hesitate, doesn't blink for a moment, and he still continues Bnei Yisrael's trek into Eretz Canaan, Eretz Yisrael, and he requests that they pass through Edom, and they are rejected. They're not allowed to. Eventually, Aharon dies, and he passes along the Kohen Gadol position to Elazar, his son. There is in the beginning of Perek Chaf Aleph, there is a war with Canaan. And then we have in Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Dalet, Vayisu Mehor Hahar, Derech Yam Suf, Lisbov et Eretz Edom, Vatikzar Nefesh Ha'am Badarech. The people journey around from Hor Hahar, and they go around Edom, and they become very frustrated. They're literally, their spirit grew short, so to speak. And Pasuk Hey says, "Vayidaber Ha'am Beilokimu v'Moshe." Lama elitunu mitzrayim lamut bamidbar ki ein lechem ve'ein mayim v'nafshenu katza balechem haklokel. They complain against Moshe, and they complain against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asking and demanding to know why they were brought out of Egypt just to die in the Midbar. There's no bread here, there's no water here, and they're done with the nefesh with the lechem haklokel. Lechem haklokel, referring to the man, of course, this food that destroys, this food that is not substantial. And they go to Moshe, Vayavo, I skip Pasuk Vav, Vayishalach Hashem Ba'am, Eita Nechashim Hasrafim, Vayinashchu Et Ha'am, Vayamat Am Rav Miyisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu immediately punishes Bnei Yisrael by sending them these snakes, these Nechashim Hasrafim, these burning snakes. They bite people and they kill many, many people. And then, Vayavo ha'am el Moshe, Vayomru chatanu, ki dibarnu v'ashem, v'avach, we've sinned against, we spoke badly against Hashem and against you. Hitpalel al Hashem, vayaser mi'aleinu et hanachash. Vayitpalel Moshe be'ad ha'am, that's in Pasuk Zayin, they daven, they do tshuva, and they beg Moshe to daven for them, and Moshe does in fact daven for them. And then Pasuk Chet, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Asei lecha saraf v'sim oto al nes, v'haya kol anashuch v'ra'a oto v'chai. And Moshe davens, and Hashem tells him, take a snake and put it on this pole. And the pasuk again says, "V'hayan, it will be, it shall be, that whoever is bitten shall, would look at this, will look at this, and will live." Vayas Moshe nachash nechoshet, vayasimeu al anes, vaya im nashach hanachash et ish v'ibit et nachash hanachoshet machai. And that's the end of the story. We, of course, know from the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot that it, of course, is not the snake that heals Bnei Yisrael, but it's once they look up at the snake, they really continue looking up to Shamayim. There's a very strange piece of that story, and this is mentioned by in a sefer called Siach Pinu, which is written by Rev Yehuda Sharabi, and he points out that the Gemara tells us that every time the Torah uses the word V'haya, it always is refers to a component, an aspect of simcha. V'hayayim shamua tishmu, v'haya, and it shall be, always refers to joy, to happiness, to simcha. And says Rav Sharabi in the Sefer called Tziach Pinu, and I saw the Sefer, by the way, it was pointed out to me by a longtime friend of mine, Rav Josh Hoffman from Yeshiva University. So Rav Sharabi says it's strange. V'haya refers to simcha. Where's the simcha here? Hashem was explaining to Moshe that the snake would cure people, but the entire situation can hardly be viewed as one of simcha. V'haya, how can it be? So Rav Sharavi himself answers the question that really, according to early Mefarshim, not only did looking at the snake, and then of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu beyond, it didn't only help cure people from the snake itself, but it also helped them be cured from other illnesses. So at least there is something extra, so to speak, an extra simcha that is gained. Because let's say somebody came with a certain disease and they got bitten, they look at the snake, they look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they remember Hashem, and the joy, the simcha, is that they're cured from both. There is another way to look at this. The Rav Chaim Yaakov Goldvich Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he's the founding Rosh Yeshiva of Keren B'Yavne, has a sefer called Asufot Ma'arachot. And he asks another question, and through his explanation, we may be able to find another way to understand this simcha. This again was brought to my attention by Rav Josh Hoffman. Once again, Rav Goldvich asked the following question. Why was there such a quick and harsh reaction to the people's complaint? HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears their complaint, and immediately the next pasuk, people start dying. What was so terrible about their dissatisfaction with the man? Says Rav Goldvich Zecher Tzadik Livracha that the issue, the essence of the man, is that it required Bnei Yisrael, or it enabled Bnei Yisrael, it necessitated that Bnei Yisrael constantly turn to Hashem in order to receive their daily food. The Gemara in Yoma, Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, asks, why was the man provided on a daily basis? And says Rav Goldvich that the answer is, says the Gemara as a mashal, that it's like a king who provides his son on one day with his needs for the entire year. This king is not going to hear from his son again until the next year, when his needs again need to be fulfilled. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Bnei Yisrael to daven to him daily. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided them with the man, with a vehicle that really forced them to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single day. Not only that, but the Gemara tells us, as we all know, the Gemara tells us that if a person acted properly, then the man would be found very close. If a person acted, not so well, the man was out there, farther away, and the person had to go and search for it. This kind of life may seem, at first glance, a difficult life, to be constantly needing to turn to God, but it really had the incredible advantage of keeping the people close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This kind of connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is diametrically opposed to the snake. Which snake am I referring to? The snake all the way back in Parshat Bereshit. We all know, of course, the story of the Nachash, that tricks, so to speak, Chava and then eventually Adam to eat from the Eitz Hadat. And the snake is punished by having to eat dust of the ground. And many Mefarshim asked, including the Kutzker Rebbe, so what was the punishment? That doesn't sound like a punishment at all. Most of us, all of us, have to go out and go to work and get a paycheck and go out and buy food and prepare our food. And sometimes we have more money, sometimes we have less money. The snake, everywhere you turn, there's dust. That's the punishment of the snake. The snake has to eat dust. It eats its food all over the place. It's always there. It's always around. But says the Kutzker Rebbe and others, no. Where the snake in Parshat Bereshit was told, I don't want to talk to you. Here's your food. Get out of here. I don't want to talk to you anymore. And so we have the man on the one hand, where we need to turn to God every single day, and we have the snake on the other hand. And says Rav Goldwicht, by punishing Bnei Yisrael with snakes, by punishing Bnei Yisrael with the Nachash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him, you know what? Was telling Bnei Yisrael, you know what? Your complaints about the man are telling me that you would rather be like a snake. Who doesn't need to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who doesn't need to have a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want that. I want to have a connection with you. I want to have a relationship with you. I want to talk to you. And I want to hear from you. I want to have a constant way to connect to God. And the man was, and the way they were receiving the man was a means of generating that relationship. And Rav Josh Hoffman from YU understands Rav Goldwicht's explanation of the snake punishment as a way to understand the original question of Vihaya. Why would Vihaya be a form of joy? Says Rav Hoffman, when the people did tshuva, they did so out of a realization of the importance of being close to God, of coming close to God. And so they look on the snake, and when they looked at the snake on the pole, they did so out of joy. They did so out of the joy that comes through the renewal of their connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the greatest, greatest joy one can experience in this world. The joy and the feeling that we are close to God and connected to God. We are reading Parshat Chukat this year, number one, on Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, the marching towards the 3 weeks, 9 days, and Tisha B'Av. Last year, it was days of tragedy, remembering the Churban. But this year, Emir Tzashem, we are going to renew and reinvigorate and refresh our connections to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're also reading this parsha so far, I hope I'm wrong, by the time Shabbos comes, where our three children are still being held, kidnapped, who knows where, away from their families, away from their communities, away from their warm beds. And we hope that through our renewal and connection to each other, through the achdut, the tremendous achdut that is coming out of this horrendous tragedy and episode, and Emir Tzashem, not only the achdut, but also the connection to God and the closer to God. And the tshuva that we are doing ourselves, each and every one of us, slowly but surely, each in our own way, slowly but surely, we come closer to God and be connected to God. And Emir Tzashem, we will celebrate not only the joy of coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Bezrat Hashem Itbarach, we will all celebrate the joy of the return of our wonderful children, who are kidnapped back to their homes, Be'ezrat Hashem. Everyone should have a Shabbat Shalom.